You're listening to 4ZZZ on 102.1 FM. It's 15 minutes after 12 o'clock. This is Autonomous Action Radio, and on the line we've got Peter Watts, the co-chair of the Australian Nuclear Free Alliance. How are you going, Peter?
Yeah, not bad. G'day, everyone.
Now, you're down in Adelaide?
Yes, I am. This is where I reside, in Adelaide. I'm of Arabunna descent. I'm an Arabunna man, and our country is on the western side of Lake Eyre, and right as we speak now, Olympic Dam Roxby is using about 38 million litres of water a day at no cost, right in the driest part of the driest state on the driest continent on the planet, to wash dirt and to enable that mine to operate.
Now, how do they get that water?
They have a series of large bores, but there's two big main contenders where they draw the majority of their water. They then have a small desalination plant where they make the water drinkable, and the remainder of the water goes into the mining production. And so they're actually dragging it out of the big aquifer, the Lake Eyre aquifer. The big basin that encompasses a lot of Australia, and a lot of that water comes in from New Guinea, which is also part of that big basin there. It's all that Lake Eyre basin. So we've got two massive bores which suck out a massive amount of water.
Now, you're an Arabunna man, and I guess the Olympic Dam is how you got involved with the anti-nuclear movement?
It is, and through an uncle, grandfather of mine, Uncle Kevin Buzzacott. He's been fighting against that mine and its water consumption, because the mine actually lies in Cookaburra country. However, the water for the mine is drawn from Arabunna country. So, and to all the people out there, we've just gained native title over our country. However, again, native title can't give us the land rights of Northern Territory. Therefore, we can't say no. We can't say no to the water consumption. These mining companies, the BHP, they use all that water for free. They get all that water for free. They don't have to pay us a cent. And they've divided our family groups, and so one lot of our family are doing deals with BHP and his alliances with basically BHP, and then you've got our mob trying to combat that in a way as well, and work out the best deal that we can for the Arabunna people. You know?
You're the co-chair of the Australian Nuclear Free Alliance. Can you tell me what the alliance is, what the aims of the alliance are?
Well, the alliance is a group of like-minded people, and we've got representatives from all states around Australia that have been affected by uranium mining or have been knocking on the door now for exploration licenses, or are doing exploration right now in their country and are just about to commence uranium mining. So we've got representative Aboriginal people from all around Australia, and also conservation groups, medicine against war, the mob of doctors, other green groups, other conservation groups all around Australia, Friends of the Earth, the Greens, unions. We had the Maritime Union attend our AGM, which was only last weekend, which we all came together in Alice Springs, rather central, and in Northern Territory right at the moment. And another big factor is the Muckaty Dump, where they want to start burying all this nuclear waste that's going to be returning and what we have down there in Sydney there right now. Personally, I say leave it there right now. It's safe where it is. Don't go moving around all around the country. That'll then bring more problems around. If it's spilt, and even at the moment, our ports are secretly exporting this uranium right under people's noses, and they all know that it only take one little derailment of a train, and then you've got huge problems right on a potentially on a township. And this could happen anywhere in Australia. We need to shut down the industry entirely. I feel that the uranium industry just lives off its lies that they tell everyone. And if I was to tell lies like that today, that'd put me in jail for that. But these companies can go around and say all the good stuff without telling the other side of the story. And our government is up to that too. They convinced all Australians that it's clean and green. However, they know that it kills people right from the mining. Even in the reactors, we know that that can't be safe, and we can't control these earthquakes. Okay, we've got the reactors, and then ultimately this stuff ends up in weapons. And so there's no safe part of this industry. It's all dangerous right from the word go, right to when it's going to be in weapons and blowing up on other poor innocent countries that don't need this stuff.
I guess talking about disasters, you went to Japan earlier this year.
Yeah, I went to Yokohama and Tokyo and visited the Fukushima region. Friends of ours went up there, and it was just mind-blowing that the stories that the people had over there relating to Fukushima, and they was devastated that the outcomes, and to learn that this stuff, a lot of Japanese people didn't even know that this is the same stuff that bombed Hiroshima and Nagasaki. The same things that power them generators, the same thing that made them big bombs. Yeah, I actually attended a global conference for a nuclear-free powered world, which was quite amazing. It was huge. It was attended by 14,000 people, and so Japanese people are now becoming aware that they don't need this stuff either. The smart people in the world, we can do without this dangerous stuff. And when I was over there, Japan had 54 reactors or something like that. When I was there, they only had about four or five operating, and the city wasn't plunged into darkness. And again, the people just don't know how dangerous this stuff is. And I was there, and I apologised to the Japanese people that uranium come from right near my country. Eh? All that uranium, we confirmed here back in Australia that Fukushima uranium come from Australia, come from Roxby Downs. So we need to sit back in Australia and take on some responsibility. We claim to be a responsible country. However, we're selling this stuff that will end up causing devastation, whether it be in bombs or in these dangerous reactors. Goodness me, have a look what they've done to Chernobyl. We've got Fukushima now. We've got 130,000 people displaced in Fukushima. In years to come, there's going to be thousands upon thousands of cancers to eventuate from this. You've got the dangers in Long Island, 3 miles where it is in America. They all know how dangerous this stuff is, and we need to keep this stuff in the ground, okay? How people knew that in some parts of Australia, there's indigenous groups that knew about this uranium that was close to the ground. They knew that that was a poison area, not to eat there, not to camp there. So about time the people of the world start listening to maybe the oldest people in the world that knew about this stuff, the dangers associated with it, keep this stuff in the ground. That big dust storm that blew right across the East Coast, blanketed Sydney in red dust, that all come from Cooper Pedy and around Roxby. Now, that same dust could all be, the next time it happens, could all be uranium dust. If this big expansion goes ahead at Roxby, they want to start opening up the ground and have this massive pit, the biggest hole in the ground, they want to start digging there. It's dangerous. One big dust storm like that can then blanket all of Sydney, and everyone, you only got to get one speck of that dust and you'll have poison.
That was it. The announcement that they're going to postpone the open cut mine.
Yeah, I understand that too. However, the South Australian government's quick to say, well, whenever you'd like to have your expansion go ahead, we'll quickly organise you to have that indenture in place and all the exemptions that go with it. So then the mining company, therefore, doesn't have to meet the environmental impacts and the cultural impacts and all these other things that they claim to always be looking out for. Now, right at the moment, they've currently bought up all the neighbouring pastoral leases in that region and have systematically turned off all their bores to accommodate all that water consumption. So believe it or not, they're actually aware of how much water they're using. They're probably aware that that water is running out. Some of that water is 10,000 years old. We've got to be using it up real quick. Now they want to build a desalination plant in one of South Australia's gulfs, and that will ruin that. They have another option. They could take it from Australian Bight, therefore to get a better flush. It'll cost them a little bit more money. And again, these people just choose to abuse. They're abusing the welfare and the health of all the people that are working up there. And the people of South Australia surrounding them gulfs, they want to destroy that. And they're going to build a gas pipeline from Moomba to ultimately fire their big furnaces to generate power out there at Olympic Dam there too. So there's lots going on, and on the eve of our meeting up in Alice Springs, the Western Australian Environmental Minister announced that he is now opening up the doors of West Australia for uranium mining. They've had all this exploration going on there. We've had lots of people over there combating that to try and stop this big mines going ahead. But then we've got the environmental minister. Now, an environmental minister is supposed to be there for the environment. These people know that this stuff will poison the environment. They should go and drag him out the building and humiliate him in public and say, look, you're supposed to be there for the environment. You now want to commence mining. Western Australia is a big mining state. They're good mining. This isn't like any other mine. This is going to be consuming large amounts of water right out the middle of the desert. Again, for a substance we don't need.
You're listening to Autonomous Action Radio on 4ZZZ, and we're talking with Peter Watts, co-chair of the Australian Nuclear Free Alliance. We're going to go to a song now by the Super Raylene Brothers. It's called Nuclear Cop.
Black 1990, we haven't looked back. Loaded on jumbo sound overseas. Got a lot of money now, who needs trees? All got jobs now, no more dole. But here's money, now uranium sold. Island shore supply won't stop. I'm Australia's nuclear cop. Got the world in a plain to see. Look after you after looking after me. Peace and safety, I'll make sure. Listen till someone offers me more. All our boats now, planes and more. 25 fingers, that's a bore. Got no brains, been right at the top. I'm Australia's nuclear cop. Never been better in this land of dreams. Taking stakes in American dreams. To the highway, still at last. We can get the oil to the airport fast. Adelaide galleries full of art. Nothing new dealing for a star. Coming to Smith, the uranium shop. I'm Australia's nuclear cop. Waste around the rock, giving the dingo a bit of a shock. Used to be an animal sacred site, now it glows like a neon light. Landscape like a Salvador Dali, we used to spend our summers on Bali. Used to be a farmer to a ship of rock, but Anthony made me a nuclear cop. Got a meltdown, turn around, where do you hide? Can't let the children play outside. Put your bank account at your anti-door. Watch your chicken hair it roar. There's so much to celebrate. Living in Australia's uranium state. Parliament House is leukemia. Lodge and standing at the door is nuclear car.
We're on 4ZZZ 102.1 FM. It's 12:30. You're listening to the Autonomous Action Radio Show. And on the line from Adelaide, we have Peter Watts, who's a co-chair of the Australian Nuclear Free Alliance and also an Arabunna man from down there in South Australia. You went to the AGM last weekend?
Yeah, we just had our AGM and in Alice Springs, and people from Western Australia and Northern Territory, handful from Queensland, New South Wales, Victoria, and a body of us come up from South Australia. We all met in Alice Springs, people, conservation groups, Greens, unions, maritime unions from Darwin. We have a number of unions on board. I mean, This is another factor too, that having unions on board is one thing, but then you've got the whole mining operation at Moxby that is non-union. So that's another issue.
Now, you were talking just before the song about the announcement that Western Australia is going to allow uranium mining, and the debate is just starting in Queensland as well. So what were the outcomes of the meeting up there in Alice Springs as far as any resistance?
Well, like I said, when everyone returned home, especially the Western Australian people, that they were met with that, and I had late phone calls and emails and stuff relating to that. And so we've now got the Western Australian thing happening. We've got Northern Territory, we've got the Angela Pamela mine just out of Alice Springs that they would love to get going. Got the current mine which is operating up at Ranger out of Jabiluka up there in World Heritage National Park, for goodness sake. Then you've got the Muckety dump just out of Turner Creek, north of Turner Creek. They even having mining exploration licenses being handed out at the moment. The New South Wales people, the government and all that, are wanting to commence exploration of uranium in New South Wales. And I dare say that'll be happening up in Queensland there as well. So we've got a lot happening. However, our people are still chipping away at it. We'd like little hammer chipping away at a hard rock. Every now and again, we come across a bit of a soft spot. We make a lot of headway, but a lot of that rock's quite hard. And, you know, it's just about education, really, and health for people. At the end of the day, it'll affect people's health, and not only health of people, but the health of the country, too. So, and no country, no water, there's no life, and these mining companies will just pack up bag and go look for another place, you know. And they're running out of places, and they know that Australia is an old continent full of all these minerals which civilization today is currently chasing.
You'll probably be taking the issue sort of around to different places around the country. You might even visit Queensland sometime.
What's that, sorry?
You might even come to Queensland. It's my invitation.
Yeah. I'd love to come to Queensland and get the ball rolling there, because people need to know we've got Queensland unions on board, and they can stop this stuff in its tracks. I mean, people need to know. Get it out there. Get it on the internet or something. Tweet it. Facebook. People need to educate, especially the young people coming up now. They know how dangerous this stuff is. Yeah, and yet, all these old people, they've got all the shares and BHP. Aren't they concerned for the young children working in these mines, which are dangerous? They might be earning big money, but they're endangering their lives. These mining companies will tell you that they know that this stuff is prerogative. It gets in your genes, it can affect your genetic makeup, therefore your offspring. I know it's affected my family personally from when the Maralinga blast. Now, I'm concerned for my two daughters, okay? We lost a little brother. My auntie can't have babies. I know personally that this stuff damages people. It can kill, too. Killed my nana at 34 years of age, way too young. Her last daughter can't have babies. It's an ongoing saga. My sister had bone marrow disease when she was a baby, growing up in the 70s. So this is like 20 years later, 25, 30 years later, the stuff starts to come out. A lot of our people up here in northern South Australia, their relations and grandmothers were in them areas a long time ago. Now they all got thyroid cancers, all these cancers coming out, leukemia. They know. However, we can't prove this. The government know that they can't prove it. This is why they took my little brother when he was born off of mum and dad. Once he died at the age of a few days or a week old, the government took that dead baby off of my mum and done all these radiation tests and dismembered my brother, and God knows where he ended up, all bits and pieces. Because they knew where my mother was, they knew where my father was working. He was working at Woomera at the time as well. You only got to go to the Woomera cemetery and have a look at all the stillborn babies up there.
I was going to mention that. I was going to thank you very much for taking Franklin Lopez and I out on a trip to Lake Eyre and Roxby Downs.
We did call in that cemetery, didn't we?
Yeah, and we went to that cemetery, and there's a disproportionate number of babies born, stillborn, or who died very young.
For the people who don't know the big word disproportionate, try about 90%, eh? That's how many, a lot of them plaques in that cemetery are all young babies, like day old, stillborn, 5 days, 6 days, 2 weeks, 3 days, month. There's hundreds. There literally is, yeah.
And you mentioned the Maralinga bombings, which is close to Woomera. Is that Maralinga?
It is. It's like southwest from there, and it encompasses a big area. And next week, I'm supposed to be going on a clearance, however, into one of them prohibited areas, which goes over the Arrabunna country for a mining company that does want to do some exploration out there. So again, we cannot say no. We just can open the door and let the mining company go out there, drill willy-nilly. Fair enough, we can hopefully keep them accountable, but they're going to be using lots and lots of water from a very, very dry region. And, I just have grave concerns for our country and our people up that way.
Well, thanks very much for joining us today on Autonomous Action Radio, Peter. I wanted to also thank you again for taking Franklin and I out on the trip in South Australia earlier this year.
Yeah, no worries. It was my pleasure.
It was a great time and good to go out there and see the mining and also the boreholes
or drills.
Yeah, it was 2,000 or 3,000 kilometres in 4 days. A big trip.
Quite amazing, yeah.
We're going to go to a song now by the Beastie Boys. This is Make Some Noise. You're listening to 4ZZZ 102.1 FM.